The Northwest fire season is in full swing. Soaring temperatures and extremely dry fuels remind of the fire danger now, in years past, and going forward. Here are three perspectives from around the region this week, starting with Enrique Perez de la Rosa in Yakima.
The Attanum Ridge fire began Sunday afternoon on Yakima Nation land, overlooking the city of Yakima. By 6 p.m., the fire had been mostly contained. But then, high winds fueled the flames. That demonstrates how unpredictable wildfires in eastern Washington can be, says state fire meteorologist Josh Clark.
Fires that are burning in grass, shrub-type fuels, those fires are going to be much more receptive and change more dynamically to subtle changes in the atmosphere.
The fire was contained by noon Monday after burning nearly 6,000 acres of brush and destroying two homes. Another fire was contained south of Granger Monday morning. A third fire at the Yakima Training Center rages on, threatening homes in Wanapum Village on the Columbia River. Clark says it's hard to say how many more fires the state will see in the second half of the fire season.
The two sources, right, of fires are lightning and humans, and both are inherently unpredictable.
Still, the state forecasts an above-average risk for large fires, given hot and dry conditions. I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa in Yakima.
And I'm Scott Leadingham near the Walmart in OMAC. In 2015, at this time in mid-August, the Okanagan Complex fire was surrounding the county and stretching the resources of local, state, and federal fire agencies. Three firefighters had just died in TWSP, prompting Governor Jay Inslee to call the situation, quote, an unprecedented cataclysm in our state. The complex burned dozens of homes and grew to over 250,000 acres and the largest fire in state history. This is the same spot I stood 5 years ago, seeing multiple fires largely surround the entire area. Today, there's not much evidence except for the burned trees still nearby on the reservation of the Colville Confederated Tribes. What's back now, though, is all the extremely dry grasses and sagebrush that burned so fast 5 years ago and is ready to burn again. I'm Scott Leadingham in OMAC.
And I'm Courtney Flatt. The brush in central Washington's Moses Coulee is also ready to burn, but neighbors in this part of Douglas County are now better prepared to stop it. At the end of last year's fire season, rancher Molly Linville bought a surplus brush truck. The neighbors had protected their land for years, but now they have wheels.
We zip out there and we're on it, and our neighbors are there too, and we get it put out like right away.
A close initial attack team is important to people who live nearby. No specific firefighting agency is assigned to respond to fires on their small strip of land. After a devastating fire in 2017, they decided to take things into their own hands.
It gives us some sense of ownership in our own fate.
There are upsides to living in underprotected areas. Some ranchers like not paying taxes into a fire district or timber taxes to the state. Neighbor Sarah Hale says everyone always works together when they spot a plume of smoke.
Going out there and digging fire lines or helping put out fires on our neighbor's property is something we want to do.
Linville says they're working together to responsibly attack quick-moving brush fires.
That'll be some more proof that we can do this.
Right now, the Bureau of Land Management has been responding to threatening fires in the area, but firefighters say they'd like a permanent fix to jurisdiction problems. That could come in the form of a fire district absorbing these areas, or in a state law that makes Linville's initial attack force official and makes training easier and surplus equipment available. Oregon and Idaho already have rangeland fire protection associations, but Washington lawmakers have yet to approve the idea. I'm Courtney Flatt in Richland.
That was NWPB's Enrique Perez de la Rosa, Scott Leadingham, and Courtney Flatt.